Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey everyone, I'm Devin Simone.
And I am Devon Rogers, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast. Woo-hoo! The best podcast. Yes, I'm so excited to be back with my girl Devin, and we are to break down this episode because, baby, when I tell you my eyes was over here sweating, okay?
And y'all know she don't show emotion like that, really.
Because thugs don't cry. But let's get into this episode. So we start this off with a challenge, and it is called Dark Tide. Now, when I tell you the people are in the air and they got to get dropped, not jump, but they get dropped into the ocean, okay? And they're swimming in the dark. And the winner of this particular challenge is Ed. And yeah, okay, congratulations to you, Ed. But now we find out that we have surpassed control, we have surpassed chaos, and we are officially in conquest, people. And in conquest, we have entered the purge. And so the last person in each challenge will be going home moving forward. And it just so happened that it's our girl, Ray. Dory could not swim this time. It just didn't happen for my girl. So then we get into the voting. Now, how this voting goes is we're now picking players for the baseball team, okay? Mm-hmm. Just don't be in that bottom three. And it just so happens that the bottom three are Kylan, Horacio, and Zara. My top three. What is happening right now? So we get into this elimination. And baby, when I tell you I am tired because they're jumping blocks. They hopping walls.
Yep.
Puzzles. Yep. Life is happening. In the end, we have Horacio and Kylan pulling out the win, and my girl Zara goes home. Devin, this episode was hard.
It was a hard episode. I mean, I was tired just sitting in my chair watching that elimination. That was a lot. It was doing, girl. They were running. I still feel like my heart rate's up, and I didn't go anywhere or do anything. It's so many things. Like, I get the purge is necessary, but I really was sad to see Raven. Like, I wasn't expecting that because she's such a good player. Like, this whole episode, we have two of the strongest women in the house. I mean, check their stats and they go home.
And they're out of here.
It's just wild to me. It, like, makes my heart hurt a lot. I have a lot of feelings about it. I have a lot of feelings. Although I will say this, the challenge daily, whoever came up with it is crazy as hell, but it was cool to watch. It was entertaining to watch. Like,
the lights were cool.
Yeah. The lights were cool. But in the dark, like, would you have done it, Day? Would you have done it?
No. I volunteer as tribute. I'm going home.
I love that you didn't even try. You were just like,
First of all, the paddling. I don't know how to do it. So I would have been Mariah going in circles. I don't know how to do that. Yeah. I would have been going in circles. So then to find your way, and then I have to swim, and then you want me to get to the end and do a carnival game? We saw me and Big Brother. I don't do carnival games. So it just was not my night.
Yeah, it was a lot. But it was really cool, like creative, very creative and cool to watch, which I really like. One thing that I didn't like was a lot of the shenanigans that was, you know, for the timeout of the week. I'm going to start with the timeout. I have so many things to do. Getting timeout, gold stars. Okay. For timeout, other things I didn't like. I think a nominee for timeout of the week would be Ed. He won, which is great. Good on Ed. We love the golden retriever, the labradoodle. But I think Zara was giving a good point around his gameplay and his strategy. And him, in the words of Cat Williams, you have something, a special alliance to losers.
To losers.
And it's not very like you. You have an allegiance to losers. You have an allegiance to losers, and it's not like you. And I don't actually mean that like Jay and Michelle are losers, all that. But I do mean that you're aligning with an alliance that doesn't care about you in that same way. And you're now on top. Now's the time to adapt. And you're not doing it. And I just wonder if that's going to come back to bite him in the butt. It may not. But I just wonder if that's going to come back to bite him in the butt. So Ed is nominated for a timeout. Anyone who ever trusted Jay.
Oh my God.
Is nominated for a timeout this week because he has shown you who he was every episode. And people that are still holding on to that, it's a little bit questionable. And then, of course, the timeout nominee is Jay, because I get that it's a game. I get you got to do what you got to do. But Nerese was on this podcast and has expressed that she and Jay have been real friends outside of this house, that they consider themselves true, actual friends, not just game friends. And regardless of what moves he had to make in the house, putting your friend in a position where you're making, like, if you wanted the other one out, then just do it to where you get the other person, so-and-so out. Like, putting Nerese in a position that she had to choose, I think was just especially cruel and not necessary for the game. And for that reason, he gets the timeout of the week. Also, Kylan has been tweeting us like crazy day to prove that he should get out of timeout. So Kylan, you are out of timeout. I appreciate you. We appreciate you listening to the podcast. So last week, he was put in timeout because it didn't look like he appeared to defend his boy, Horacio, in the way that we thought that he would. Well, it has come out that maybe we didn't get to see him really defending Horacio, but not only defending him, but that they were playing a game that he and Horacio had actually talked about. Moves that were made was an act. So really, Kylan saying he doesn't deserve a timeout trophy. He deserves an Emmy. So props to you, Kylan. You are officially out of timeout.
We'll give you a bronze.
We will nominate you for an Emmy. Okay, Day, who is in your timeout of the week this week?
All right, so my timeout of the week is definitely going to Jay. And I'm struggling a little bit, because I could strategically, let's take the friendship out of it, right? Mm-hmm. Strategically, it was great.
It was brilliant.
Strategically, it was brilliant.
Yep.
But when you put the friendship back into it, outside of the game, and then you go back to the argument that just happened between the two of them, you did this out of spite.
Right.
This was revenge. You did this because you were being spiteful.
Right.
So you made the decision, okay, you want to choose them over me. Now I'm going to make you choose between them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was spiteful. And for that, I'm going to put you in timeout because you didn't have to do that. Now, on a gameplay level, if that wasn't your friend outside the game, baby, you would have had all the gold stars this week. But for that reason alone, that you did it out of spite, I'm going to go ahead and put you in timeout, Pookie.
Yeah, and because you are kind of playing a weak game, which we'll get into. And I don't mean, like, strategically it's a smart game. But it is interesting that you talk big and bad in your interviews and everything else, but really, you're the only one of the men left, probably, who wouldn't want to go down in the arena against one of the other guys.
At all.
You know what I mean? Who would really actively run from it, I think.
And then you know what also? I'm going to put Ed in there.
Why?
I'm going to put Ed in timeout because picking Emmanuel is crazy. I'm sorry. Like, picking him was crazy because you have to think of competition. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that you had to have this loyalty or whatever you think you had to have to Jay, but it piggybacks what you said about him being at the bottom of the totem.
Yes.
Like, you're at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? And to pick Emmanuel of all the people sitting there, that was pretty much insane. I get your reasoning and it makes sense on the surface.
Right.
But long term.
Plus, Zaza and them have saved Ed before. We've seen it. And his explanation of, well, I don't know
last
if they were
week.
Really trying to save me. It doesn't matter. They did save you. And also, if you look at the stats, she's one of the most winningest girls when it comes to daily. So it would be smart to align yourself in that way.
Yep.
I just, Ed disappointed, really disappointed with that one. What didn't disappoint was TJ's mustard linen shirt.
I knew you was going to say something.
Because TJ came out here like, okay, Banana Republic, give it to us. Like, he was in it. It was a new look for him. I respect being adventurous. Shout out to TJ and the mustard. I mean, the mustard was playing no games when he was like, if you don't
Can't
win, you automatically going home. But, you know, respect to TJ in that moment. All right, my nominees for Gold Star of the Week.
Yeah.
One of them is a duo, and it's Kylan and Horacio. I do love seeing the camaraderie. No, Kylan, you cannot affect voting by tweeting us, so that is not why you got nominated for Gold Star this week. Yeah. But I do love seeing the camaraderie all the way through to the end of this episode where they teamed up together. Yeah. I hated seeing it against Zaza. I understand why they did it.
Yeah.
But it's just, I'm rooting for them. Like, I'm rooting for them as a team. I am very much rooting for them this season. Yeah. Ed winning, gold star for Ed for knocking it out of the park, because that looks hard.
He did really
It involved a lot of different things, and it was dark.
Yeah,
if you have contacts and you're trying to see under that water, like it's
scary.
It's a lot. That's hard. An honorable mention is Olivia's hair on the boat. I really loved the little pigtail things, and she fanned them out. Super cute. Looked very good on her. Great look. Yeah. And she was talking to Nerys on the boat.
Yeah,
loved Olivia. Very cute. Honorable mention, and then. Another honorable mention is James actually giving the gold star to Nerys. Now, no shade to Zaza, but I think just as a viewer, because we knew what Jay was trying to do, I was really hoping that there was a way to make that not happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if he had saved Zaza, then Nerys would have automatically been in the bottom, and then that would have really, you know. So I have respected the fact that he didn't do what Jay was even hoping he would necessarily do, you know, or whatever. Like, I thought that was interesting. Ultimately, the win's going to go to Kylan and Horacio's friendship.
I like that.
I love it. That's the goal. Who gets your goal?
Okay, I have two.
Okay.
And I'm going to break it in half and give it to both of
them. Break it down. Okay.
So my first person is Kylan. It has nothing to do with the tweets, Kai. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah, I know. He's going to think, Lord.
I love a visual strategist.
Yes.
And so when it came time for them to say, when TJ made it known that they were going to have to do the votes, we see Kylan with a pen and paper like, okay, this is how it has to go down.
Yeah.
It has to do this. And he's passing it to Horacio, and him and Horacio are comparing notes and things like that. And so I thought that was really, really cool. And even down to the final elimination, well, not the final elimination, but in the elimination when they decide, okay, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and work with you. You work with me. Like, he was like, get the hip, put the leg. Dude. Like, it was just so good to watch. So half of my gold star goes to Kylan. And then if you know by now, you should know, I'm always going to root for the little engine that could. And baby Zara, honey, this elimination here, baby, I was rooting for her the entire time. And when baby couldn't get over that wall and she kicked them shoes off and then she proceeded to climb over, and I was just so proud of her. Like, I was on the edge of my seat for all three of them. But when it came down to that moment, and shout out to the producers for capturing all
they did
of that.
Beautifully. That slow walk, the three of them through like the field. It was so like beautiful.
It was
well
so
done.
Good.
To production.
It was so good, y'all. So
good. It was beautiful.
So good. So that's my gold star.
I love that. I also want to shout out Kylan. Again, Kylan, it's not the I know listeners going to be like,
everybody going to start tweeting.
It's not that, but it just so happened. We've gotten tweets, particularly one from Miss D in SD not that long ago, and someone else called We Don't Know 36, talking about the representation on this show that's so important. And I love how even in this episode, Kylan speaks to wanting to, you know, be representation for people who, you know, are neurodivergent, people who think differently, maybe struggle with mental health, all of those things. He says that in this episode, and it's beautiful. And we've gotten tweets of people saying how meaningful that is for them. How, and we've talked here about how it can be your superpower. I've expressed that I'm neurodivergent. I have ADHD. Yeah. And Devin Walker has talked about that on the podcast as well. And so, and Amber talking about her autism diagnosis, all of that, like just so proud of the Challenge family for having those conversations, being open and sharing so people don't feel othered. They know that they're people like them. And Kylan being, you know, a big advocate for that conversation. So shout out to Kylan for that as well.
Yeah.
And anyone who is different in that way, know that it doesn't have to be a weakness, it can be a superpower. Shout out to producers also for having Cass on like that. Now, we have a wonderful interview for you today. She is a light, she is an angel, she is a fierce competitor, so fierce, someone that I certainly would be proud to have on my alliance.
Yeah.
And she's coming here to share with us what it was really like in this week's episode. I'm really stoked. I'm talking about our girl Zara. She's MB here. She's going to tell it all with her cute little accent. Ah, Zara. Okay, so you guys, grab a snack, buckle up, get cozy, do all the things, but you are not going to want to miss this hot take from, I'd call her the Dailies Queen. I mean, she's good. Like, she's if you good. Check her stats, she's really, really, really good and sweet yeah. as pie. You're not going to want to miss this interview with the fabulous Zara all the way from London. So stay right here, and we'll be talking to Zara right after this.
After this.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We are back again, friends and family members, and I am so excited about this interview because we have the fighter. I mean, the fighter. My goodness. Zaza is here with us. She came to hang with us on the podcast.
Oh my God, what an
I feel
entrance.
Like we should just start this with an applause to you, Zaza. Like a standing ovation.
You can't see, but I'm blushing.
And your gameplay.
I love you guys.
I'm literally standing. Oh my God. Like, yes, on all sides of everything and everything. Oh, you did an outstanding job this season, Zaza.
Oh, I really appreciate it.
Girl, you made
it.
Me cry. Oh. I was over here crying. I was like, oh, my eyes.
You made Dagon go soft. And girl, she's known for a lot of things, but being soft is not one of them. So.
It's not.
She's a badass bitch.
Come on, baby. Get over the wall.
Oh, my yes. God.
Over the wall, baby.
Me too. My eyes were bawling up. I was like, go away. Oh. Go away. I was like, PTSD, that fucking wall.
Oh, my God. Oh, so
what is your first watch? Because this is the first time you've watched it back since it happened.
Yeah. And
obviously, it's been some time since this was actually filmed. What is your initial instincts? Tell us kind of what's going through your mind watching that back. You know, yeah. such a powerful and meaningful moment for you.
Honestly, so many different emotions. I was just feeling like betrayal. I was devastated. I was also going up against two of the closest people to me in the house. And then just the fact how much the game really meant to me, because you don't really know how mm-hmm. much something means until it's taken away. And mm-hmm. for the fact that, I don't know, I just wasn't able to do it. But I did it. I persevered. I got over the wall. But that was just a rookie mistake. Like, I just keep learning. And hopefully next time, well, there's going to be no next time. I'm going to get over the wall and I'm not going to go in the mud.
Baby, you took them shoes off. I said, oh.
Yes, you did.
Oh my God, I had mud in my mouth. I was like, took the gloves off. I had rope burn on. I was like, why is this so hard? And then afterwards, I was thinking, oh, I could have used my feet, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm. When you were doing it in real time and you looked over and saw the boys had a different strategy, that they were starting at a different puzzle, like it made sense watching you explain, you know, why you wanted to save sort of the Sudoku for last.
Mm.
But in real time, did you kind of wonder like, huh, I wonder why they're starting over there. Did it ever dawn on you that they may be having that mud strategy or no?
No. So what I actually thought was that they might be working together, and I've already been betrayed mm-hmm. by like my closest guy friend in the house. Yeah. So I didn't want mm-hmm. it to happen again. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to mm-hmm. let them do their thing and I'll do my thing. And not only that, like, there were two people there, so I was like, oh, maybe it's too many people in one.
Wow.
And I just,
right.
I was just, I'm just going to go do my own thing.
Stay in your gotcha. Own zone. And you were right. They were working together. You are absolutely correct. They were like...
But also, I honestly don't blame them. If I had a best friend in the house, I would want to help them as well. So absolutely. I really don't...
Yeah.
And looking back at that, I'm not like, oh my God, they were working together. I'm like, at least they have each other.
Yeah.
You seem to be super mad, understandably, and we'll get into it. There's so much that happens in this episode that we want to talk about. But you seem to be super mad at James.
Yeah.
But not mad, or at least we don't hear you express your anger at all towards Mariah. Jay, who ultimately seems to be, well, Mariah, but, or, I mean, we knew Mariah was going to vote James. Like, let's just be real.
No,
Mariah's
been doing a lot more,
but like.
But I meant with Mariah because she told James to do it, but James didn't have a gun to his head. Like, she didn't, he didn't have to listen to her. And and she was my friend, like one of the closest girls to me in the house, which you don't really see. So I was actually tried to come and talk to me, and I was just like, I knew it stemmed from you.
Did you guys talk about this beforehand at all? Like, did so, were you under, had you guys actually made a verbal agreement that, hey, if by chance Mariah gets chosen first, that she's going to go James and James is going to go Zaza? Or
no, so there was like no verbal agreement whatsoever. Uh-huh. But the whole, since day one, James and I were working together. So it was like, as you saw, we had one vote day. After that, and then the next day, that was the elimination. Wow. So I didn't even speak to him about it. I just honestly thought, which is a big sign, like you always need to make sure you speak to people.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I've learned. I just thought like, oh, he's my bestie. He's going to save me. He even said if we were in the final together, he would leave a puzzle for me. Like to that extent, I was like, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah,
puzzle my ass.
Were you guys friends before the show?
So I briefly met him on the UK one, but he obviously had an unfortunate turn of events with his face. And then we never really hung out. And then this one. But I feel like in the house, time is amplified and the closeness you have is different to like just being friends with someone for 7-8 weeks on the outside.
It totally is. Right. I try and explain it to my husband all the time.
Right.
It's like you get emotional being in something about living in this stressful environment with people
and just going
creates
through
a bond, like a trauma bond.
It's a fucking
that's
trauma
so much
bond.
Deeper. Yeah.
And that's why like people might be like, oh, you've only known him for 2 months. And I'm like, but those 2 months felt like two years. Challenge like
people be naming their firstborns after people in the challenge house knowing them for 2 days. It is a weird
it's literally like make or break.
Yeah, it's very weird. Okay, wait.
Yes.
Another question. Is James blocked on IG? Because you said in the episode, you said, I'm going to block. You told TK,
and
I'm
in the journal.
And in the journal. Still, in fact, blocked.
I actually have the journal over there. Okay, so you know what? I didn't think he was that relevant for me to even block him. I was like, bitch, you can fucking look at my shit.
CV's blessings. Come on, it's CV's blessings.
My pictures are really cute. No, I'm joking. I was like, you should feel bad at what you did to a little girl, / I'm 29. But I'm still little.
I love that. But have you spoken to him? And not talking about the reunion, right? But like, after the show, did you speak to him?
So before the reunion, I had no contact with him.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So about as much contact as Mariah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh,
gotcha.
But,
but Mariah did reach out to me. She was writing me like a journal. So in December, there was something really funny that she said that she was going to keep writing to me. And I just kind of cracked. I'm like a person, if you do apologize to me, I'm like a little, I'm like mashed potato. Like I go like putty. So I'm like, I was like, okay, fine. You know what? It is a game at the end of the day. And even though in the moment I am so heated, I will always like remember what you did, but I will love you again.
Yeah. So you're saying Mariah basically said, hey, I know you're still mad at me, but I'm just going to keep trying. I'm going to keep messaging you until you're unmad at me.
Let me read the message.
Okay.
I love guests like this. Oh my gosh.
I hope she doesn't get mad at me now, but you know what? One for one. I think that's fair. So she wrote 28th of July. Hi, Zara. Thinking of you. I hope you still love me because I still love you. Those sad eyes, like puppy dog eyes, love her. And then I saw her and I was like, I'm going to leave you on red. But no, I didn't even open it. But I was thinking that. I was trying to be cool, but I couldn't be. And then she goes, hey, I don't care. Here to say I love you, even if you don't love me back. And also to apologize because I wish I did so many things differently. My word was in the way of doing so many things I wanted. I wish I followed my heart and hope you're great. And then this is what got me. I'm just going to write you like a diary until you forgive me, or I'll just wait till Amsterdam. And I was like, okay, I love you, back.
That's cute. No, Mariah, that's really cute. I respect that she like was persistent. Apologies. That's really sweet.
Yeah, she came through. And honestly, she is such a good friend. So yeah, I'm happy I have her back in my life.
Oh, good.
Because I did really miss her.
That's good.
I was like, I'm not like a switch. I'm not a robot. You know, my feelings don't just turn off.
Yeah.
I was upset, but now I'm.
That's sweet. That's really sweet. I'm glad that you guys
met. I want to get back to this journal situation here because I want to know who else besides James made it into the journal. Mm. Who was in there? What was the tea with the journal?
Okay, so my journal was actually for my boyfriend. So I'd write to him every day in my journal, and he would write to me on WhatsApp every day. So we would swap like lives, you know?
Oh, cute.
And then he started reading mine and he said, I can't read anymore. It's so depressing.
A lot happening.
So a lot happened in the journal, guys. I think it was really challenging because I came in like basically alone. I only knew Callum from before, and then I had.
Did you know he had a girlfriend?
So I knew he was seeing someone. Like he explained to Michelle. I didn't know like the extent of it.
Wait. Rewind. I'm sorry. You said like he explained to Michelle where and what and what episode,
I was about
because
to mind my
he didn't explain nothing to not now and nobody seemed to know. You're the first person we're hearing that knew that there was somebody else. So please do tell. I'm sorry. What now?
Okay. So when I say that, there were, in the very first episode, he says, oh, I've been speaking to somebody for 3 weeks, but it's not my girlfriend. Mm. So I think like he planted a seed. But then obviously it backfired. Like he had feelings for Michelle, but then it just backfired because he obviously was dating someone, which we didn't know about. So I knew there was somebody, but I didn't know it was like his girlfriend.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
He planted the seed and dug it up. Don't grow. Don't grow.
Don't grow. I'm not putting any water on you. No,
sure. I'm seeing someone. There's someone I just met at the airport and waved hi to, but it's not serious. Meanwhile, he's doing FaceTime calls talking about, I love you and I miss you. Okay. Ooh. All right. Just had to get clear on that because you said it like he told Michelle and it didn't seem like Michelle knew. Okay.
Yeah. No. She didn't know. Yeah, she didn't know. Like he had a girlfriend. Know. Definitely didn't know. Sorry, just to clarify.
Okay.
Also, guys, I'm not the best at explaining things.
Oh, no, you're doing great.
Yeah, no, you're literally doing
you're
great.
Doing great.
No, and this, by the way, wasn't a, like, gotcha. This was just a, you literally are the, we've asked almost everyone we've had on the show, hey, did you know he had a girlfriend? Because he hid it, seemed to hide it so well, and no one else so far seemed to
know. He told me, he was like, oh, I'm seeing this girl. It's been a couple of weeks. I've known her from before.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, I'm in the house and things are progressing. And I don't think he actually spoke to his girlfriend until, like, a couple of weeks
into the
house, you know?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But then, anyway, moving on swiftly. Wow. Brush that under the magic carpet.
A little bit.
It's wild.
I want to go all the way back to the top of this episode because I don't want to slide past here and act like Jay didn't have a whole temper tantrum.
Right.
And I want to know what was the temperature of the house with that because you were there live and direct. What was that about? What was going on with him?
Oh my God, guys. So I'm just going to say, when that all happened, guess where I was?
Where? Not sleeping.
I was asleep.
I knew
I didn't even see the fucking countdown clock came on. And I made a smoothie and I came up and someone drunk it. So I was really pissed. I was like, who the fuck is... So I made another smoothie, which had laxatives in it, and put it in the fucking fridge. And I was like, you want to fuck with me? I'm going to fuck with you back. But I don't know. It stayed in the fridge and no one drank it. So I think they knew about it.
But, oh my gosh. Zara, you got some hidden spice in there that's like,
oh my goodness.
But I saw, when I saw the reaction of Jay, I was like, you know what? Unfortunately, karma's a bitch. You guys had the decision to not make it a stalemate. You really wanted to. Ed wanted to. So, like, you can't blame the girls for not doing what you said. Like, you have a voice as well. And I just thought that was really unfair. And you know what? Like, you got told.
Yeah.
That was a rough one. I was like, oh my goodness, like that was really his brother.
He was going through it. And I had also, they were so good at keeping that alliance hidden because I had no idea Asaf was a double agent. I had no idea what was happening with Melissa. I was like, he was coming to me, but I could smell that he was off. I smelled Asaf was a dead fish because he was like lying, going,
oh, I only work out for 45 minutes a week. I was like, babe, look at those muscles on you. That's a clear mm-hmm. lie. He was asking yeah. me how to run and like really obvious questions to seem dumb. And I was like, mm-hmm. I'm really not sure what's going on here, but you're not 40.
Yeah.
Unnecessary lie.
But yeah. Like really unnecessary.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the fact of like needing to be like, so in your face, like what's going on? Da, 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 da. I was like, something's wrong.
I feel wow. like he thinks that he's playing, because we got a lot of feedback too. We had him on the podcast recently and we got a lot of feedback about that episode. And I feel like the vibe is he thinks that he's playing chess when everyone else is playing checkers. But really, I feel like he's playing...
No, he thinks y'all playing Yahtzee.
He's playing Uno and not even playing it to win when everyone else is like running a marathon. Like they're just not even in the same... speed. They're just not the same at all. But he thinks that he's like, you know, oh, I'm playing chess and they're playing checkers. Nah, yeah. Dude, we're over here in the theater watching a movie. You're playing Uno by yourself. Like, what? This is
baby,
not the same.
I wouldn't even say Uno. Fran is playing Connect Four.
Okay, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay. Let's get back to the show.
You know, you're working with Kylan's new alliance. Kylan. How did that evolution come to be?
So it was originally Kylan, then Horacio. Then a recent Horacio started dating. And mm-hmm. I would say Horacio was like, after James, the closest person to me in the house. Because just we have same interests, you know, like sports, running. When he wasn't there was an episode when the girls were trying to say, oh, do you not find it weird how much time they're spending together? I was like, well, just mm-hmm. because we both like running, stop trying to stir the pot. Yeah. You know, I have a boyfriend, mm-hmm. they're dating, and also Nerissa is a really good friend of mine. So I saw that and I was
right,
like,
yeah.
I was like, aren't you guys supposed to be my friends too? Like, weird. but then, yeah, I guess everybody just realized, why not create a new alliance, a stronger alliance, a better and more loyal one? And we just grouped together and I guess, yeah, Kylan was actually the leader in that and put seeds everywhere and say, guys, come to me. And we were like, hey, that's a fucking good idea. Work together.
I
was like, yay, I've got a home. I was like, I've been exiled from James and Mariah's alliance. I was like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
So Jay and Michelle never approached you? That was never an option?
That was never. So basically we were under like Michelle protection plan when Callum and her were dating.
I love that. The MPP, the Michelle the protection MPP, plan. Baby. The MPP.
Yeah. I was like protected a little bit, but then as soon as Callum went, like bye. I was right. like, oh wow. Great, I'm by myself again. This is nice and lonely.
Okay, so you didn't meet your deductible. I know you're in the UK, so that means nothing to you, but here in healthcare in the US, you have to meet a deductible sometimes before they'll cover stuff. So, like, you didn't meet your deductible, so you got dropped from the MPP. Got it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay. I didn't need it.
Yeah. All right. How did you feel? So now you're in this new like alliance though. Now TJ is shifting gears again. We're in conquest.
My goodness.
You're one of the strongest girls in the house, arguably the strongest. How are you feeling going into this new chapter? Does this excite you? Does it kind of scare you? Are you feeling pretty good? Like what's Zara's thoughts?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm very excited. I actually love change. I never like to get too comfortable in life because I feel like, why would you want to be comfortable? You should always be striving and trying to reach new goals, new dreams, push your boundaries. So like knowing I could do it by myself, also not relying on anyone and just proving to myself that I can solo do it. Mm-hmm. It's like such a big thing for me. I think like growing up, you know, when I was small, it sounds so crazy. I had so many nannies and I had a lot of help. So being independent is something that like I really want to be like. Even now, my dream, my goal is independence. Like, I don't live off my parents. I make my own money and I just want to give back to them. So, for me, doing things by myself means like a lot.
Yeah.
Sense of freedom.
Yeah, it's freedom. Exactly.
Yeah. And we can see that. Cool. I feel like it really shows in how you move throughout the game. Okay. Yeah. So, now walk us through this scary ass challenge. And what I mean by scary, it's the dead of night. Why, TJ? Why is it the dead of night?
Oh my God.
Swimming in an open body water, fine, like whatever, but nobody can see. Like,
there was fish you could see jumping on top of the water. We were like, what the fuck is in there? Has anybody gone under and checked? I was like, maybe there's baby sharks and it's going to bite someone.
No, yes, there probably were. Honestly, there probably really were. Dead of night. So was anyone freaking out that we didn't see? Was anyone freaking out about this particular challenge and going in the water at nighttime? How are you feeling about it?
Honestly, this is what I live for. I would have paid to have done this. Like, oh my God, I was so excited. Apart from, I've never paddleboarded in my life. I mean, I've been on a paddleboard. I just wasn't paddling. My boyfriend was. I was princess paddleboarding. And like, I was thinking, fuck, why didn't I try this? And we just went to Bali and I was like, God damn, I got a good tan, but I didn't learn any new skills.
Is it hard? Like, what was the trick? Because I was sitting here trying to figure out, like, if you go left, then it goes right.
I came second to last in that. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And also, the trick is to get your paddleboard the right way around. They even said to us before, the light is at the back. But because obviously I hit my head quite hard when I got to the water, I couldn't see if the light was on the back or the front. So I think I was going against, the fin was going against the water as well. Yeah. But I knew I wasn't last, so I was like, okay, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But it was just fucking wild and crazy.
Oh my goodness. Losing Raven.
Oh my God, that was heartbreaking.
That was a shocker.
That had to be, because in my opinion, you and her were the girls to watch out for, right?
We had our own secret alliance, like, at night. So we were in the beds next to each other, and we're like, you're my number one. And then she would be like, no, my number one. And it's like, we found each other, like, because she obviously was an exile from her alliance, and I never really had a true alliance, like, through the whole thing. I didn't know you had to make alliances before you got in the house. That wasn't, like,
girl.
I haven't really done the challenge many times.
I mean, well, that's the way it's become. It wasn't always that way.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm just going to play with whoever likes me and whoever I like, because I need to know I can trust them. And they've all obviously built, like, bonds and relationships over, like, the past year, or they know each other more. Right. And I don't really know anyone well, so I was like, you got to earn my trust. I can't just trust anybody. So I was like, I'm going to go in the house and see the vibe. Yeah, big mistake.
Well, I also think, too, the dynamic for this is interesting and different, because I do feel like when you have people who've played the game a lot, whether it be like the old school vets or even just the new school, old school vets, they'll make alliances, but because there's a certain level of like confidence and familiarity with the game, those alliances only mean so much usually, right? Like you'll make an alliance, but like, you know, there's still some side eyeing and changing. But here, because there's so many new people, you guys don't know. Yeah. People are really leaning heavy on whatever was said right before they got in that house, like leaning really heavy on it.
But in a way, I was also happy, because you saw how like friendships, which actually were real friendships, broke, you know? And
yeah,
so I'm kind of happy I didn't get my heart broken.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what? Going back to those forming the alliances before and then coming into the game and figuring these things out. Because what we're hearing in the confessionals are a lot of people saying, I regret what I did. I regret sticking to this person. Yeah. I regret. You're hearing a lot of regrets. And I think it was, I'm confident it was Johnny Bananas once said, I'm going to butcher this, but I think you guys will get the point. He said, the greatest thing you can do in this game is be able to adapt. So regardless to whatever happened in the beginning, once you come in here and you see that the fish are swimming the other way,
you gotta learn how to swim
the other way. Right.
Don't worry, I got back crawl on lockdown. I was just trying to keep swimming. I was like, just keep swimming.
That's been the theme of this podcast.
I love it. Finding Nemo.
Right. Who else were you connected to in the house, Zaza, that we didn't get to see? Like, what are some of the moments that were most meaningful for you or just had an impact in terms of how you view the game that maybe haven't been shown yet?
So you don't see, like, Narissa's and my friendship evolve, but we got really close, and it was actually just, like, because we're so different, but we're very similar at the same time. And it was just nice to have, like, that bond, and also with Raven. And then, like, on the boat days, everybody does let loose. Everyone puts their kind of differences aside. And it's nice just to have fun and encourage and motivate each other. Like, I want to do a backflip. And everyone's actually encouraging me. And I was just like, oh, because I've never done one off the boat before.
Oh, and, I love that Zara just goes, I've never done this. So let me do it right now in this moment. Let me just try.
You know what? Now I'm thinking about it. I was like, shit, I could have broken my neck. And they're all like, yeah, go for it. And I'm like, wait, yes, was that encouraging? Yeah, you could
have. We got to get her out of here.
Oh, my God. But no, yeah, the moments when everybody actually gets to chill and be themselves were good. I'm like, there we go. I can't really think of many right now, guys. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's my Wheaties warmers. They've got to come off my feet. I'm overheating now.
Her Wheaties warmers, by the way, are her house shoes that she put in the microwave before we started recording this episode so that they were fresh and warm for her.
Gonna have to put that on my bucket list.
Oh my God, so good.
So I want to jump right on into this new voting style, right?
Yes.
And so TJ comes in and he's like, yeah, so now we gonna pick the baseball team and make sure you're not the final three on the baseball team. How did that make you feel? Like, because you have your alliance, but you also know that you're not really in with the other side. So how did you think that was going to play out?
So honestly, you mean like after Ed won?
Okay, yeah. Let's go with that. Yep.
Yes. So Ed won. And I was like, Ed, everybody said your name. Like, Jay, your number one has said your name. Like, why wouldn't you want to come with us? You can see we're all really strong contenders. We will protect you. But he obviously just was laughing his ass off while we were saying this.
Do you think that was actually a smart move on his part, the way that he ended up doing it? Or do you think he was dumb and he is at risk very soon?
Yeah. Even Jay said, like, he's in it to win it. Like, he would be one of the top contenders to win the whole thing. So, I don't know. I definitely think that Jay would want to get Ed out if he was made the final.
Okay, so you think Jay's just waiting for the right time and Ed's being dumb. But given that, because when you, which by the way, for everyone listening, and we've given a lot of smack to a lot of people who've come on this season and their political gameplay.
A lot of people.
Season, because for many, it has not been great. There's a long list of people and they know who they are.
Who said mean things about me?
No, not you. No. Okay. You. Actually, you know, we're talking about other people's
actually,
gameplay.
Not you.
But I was actually. About to say, that's my point is you, however, Zara, this is an example. Now, granted, it didn't work, but this is an example of how you do political gameplay. I thought it was very well done, the way that you presented it to Ed. Ed just didn't necessarily see it. I will say my one question, though, because you raised the point with Ed when you were talking about, hey, you know, hey, save us. We'll look out for you if you look out for us. You said you do realize the people on Ed's current alliance, like Jay, already recognize you're a threat. So you know that they're going to try and get rid of you as soon as they can. But what's to say that the strong guys on your alliance, Zaza, who also likely recognize Ed as a threat, wouldn't also take that quick opportunity when the timing is right? That was my only kind of question as you're pitching that to Ed.
Okay, I know exactly why.
Yeah.
Because, like, the two guys, Kylan and Horacio, they are leaders. They're legends. They're athletes. They're so strong that they want to fight against the best. Because right. otherwise they won't feel like the championship is deserved. The other people are just fucking scared out with pussy bitches.
Well, let me
water it. Oh, me too. I'm joking. I love everybody. Don't fucking hate me.
I mean, people can't hate you for speaking the truth. I understand. No, because
everyone's playing a scared game. They're all like, yes. oh, no, we got to get this person out. They want to get yes. this person out. My alliance, like, actively says, I want to play against the best. Yeah. That's the whole battle for That's a new fair. Champion. So, like, none of my alliance was afraid to go down. Kylan won twice.
Even Horacio said, save one of the girls, right? To Nerissa, exactly. he said, save the girls, don't save me, which yeah. that's boyfriend material right there alone. Exactly. Like, sure, he may not communicate, but I love that he didn't want to put his girl in an even more never. Stressful spot. Whereas never, James, never. You already know what James would have been doing.
James is going to look out for self at all costs. Yeah,
right. all costs. I love that Horacio was like, don't even worry about me. You save one of your girls, which I thought yeah. was just very sweet. But good point, Zaza.
I was actually telling Nerissa actually mm-hmm. instead of saving Olivia to save Horacio, because Horacio can win challenges, keep her in the game, keep her
oh,
safe.
That's smart.
You know,
yeah, that's what I thought.
And that's why she was so so like split in two. But she's true to her word, mm-hmm. she's true to her friendships, and she's like honestly a good person. Like she wouldn't go back on
I respect
bed.
That so much.
And that's also one of the reasons why I love her. She yeah. speaks the truth. And she does what she says she's going to do.
Yeah, I love that.
That's scary because even though I do respect what she did, it's a scary situation because what if Horacio did not come back? Who's going to yeah, protect her? Because exactly. her and Jay aren't close anymore.
Exactly.
Kylan, who can she depend on?
No.
Kylan. Oh, don't you yeah. think? Zaza? No?
Yeah. Sorry, I was just rethinking. But
I really hope that those guys go back in and avenge Zaza, avenge you, and like,
oh my God,
please.
Just start tearing up stuff in the house. Because watching Jay play such a messy game without getting his hands dirty at all, without at least being honest about that he can't, that he like is afraid to get him dirty.
I feel like this episode, no, since the last episode, since Chaos, mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. when things really hit the fan. Like that's when it started getting juicy.
Mm-hmm. I was what, like, you mean I was in the house it. You feel like it was pretty quiet because watching it so far we've just been seeing this build up I feel like
yeah, yeah. But it was a big build up exactly mm-hmm. and then it's just like exposure like mm-hmm. it was the cracks Ooh. Waiting to happen.
Do you feel like Jay has Michelle's back as much as Michelle has Jay's back? Because we saw them kind of talk about that in an earlier episode.
No, I do think they have each other's back like 100%. They're both mm-hmm. like each other's number ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
I believe that.
I do too. Yeah. I do too.
Because they have years of friendship behind them. Yeah. And they dated.
Yeah, yes, they did.
I know, we've talked about that.
I believe that. I feel like there will, you know, as we saw with the crack in this episode, I feel like there will be more cracks because the pressure right. is getting mm-hmm. up there. Mm-hmm. And so I do think more of that will occur. But at the end of the day, I do believe that that is a duo that needs to be watched in this season and future seasons,
because future
it's
unbreakable. Seasons.
It's like certain pairs that you just know.
It's weird, but it's like siblings. That sounds insensitive. But it's like they have a bond that like will not be broken.
Yeah, right. It's really right. strong, which that part's actually really nice to see. I yeah. will say, though, I feel like this will be, I mean, we obviously don't know what themes of other like future seasons or season 40 or anything that will be. But I feel like this, to me right now, this is the only time it would work for Michelle and Jay like that.
Yeah,
because they have so many novices in the game this season. And then even the people who are really strong, I feel like are now just coming into recognizing like you, how strong and powerful you actually are in the right. game. So it also works to their advantage. But any other time, yeah. if they have any other people that have played well, a Tori, a Kara, you know what I mean? Or yeah. whatever. I don't feel like yeah. they're going to dominate the same way.
They can smell it from a mile off.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, or if there were other pairs in there, like if you had a Polly and a Kara, or a Cam and a Lee, or a Lee and Bananas, or like yeah. you know stuff. If you yeah. had those pairs in there, it wouldn't work like that.
Absolutely. I don't
think yeah. so. It's just yeah. because like we're all so new to it.
Exactly.
And also, yeah, like knowing half of the house helps before yeah. you come in, being friends. Because someone would rather get rid of like the annoying person than your friend first, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're not in the same alliance.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, although who was Jeez. The annoying person? Y'all got rid of Huhui first and everybody loved Huhui.
I loved Huhui.
I know everybody did. Yeah. Yeah. That was sad.
She was such a good vibe. I didn't vote for her. Love you, Huhui.
And then when Corey was being annoying, he's calmed down now. But when he was being annoying, people kept him around. It made no sense.
Honestly, that's...
Keep the target in the front.
That's because that he was a number for them, you know?
Yeah.
And also, but he was a... No, now he's chill.
Yeah.
I think, you know, in the house, yeah, everything is amplified and you lose yourself. Yeah, I didn't, but I'm thinking maybe what happened to him.
Yeah, some people. You're being so kind. What do you think of the position? Actually, I have two. Okay. Two-part question. The warm-up. Okay. We talked to Michelle about this, who cares very much about Mariah, right? And we also just watched it on the show, you know, Michelle having concerns initially because we've seen Mariah really go out on limbs for James, right? Mm. And in a way that's very different than, I'd want to say, Nerys and Horacio operate, meaning Nerys clearly goes on limbs for Horacio and vice versa, but it's like a mutual thing where we've seen Mariah go on a limb a lot, especially in earlier episodes, for James in a way that didn't feel, as a viewer, reciprocated. What do you, and Michelle had expressed a few episodes ago, she was concerned that that was going to put Mariah at risk and like that it was kind of, you know, shaking up her game. Being so close in that environment, what were your thoughts around the position sort of James put Mariah in or like that dynamic with that relationship?
I definitely think James was Mariah's plus one in the whole season.
Yeah.
But it was like if he had the opportunity to save her, I truly think that he would have saved her, but he just never really won any challenges apart from the mini final, which Mariah was in. So they were safe together.
Right.
I think James obviously was being used by the American Alliance. But he just wanted to be a part of it and he thought they had his back. But that's what I was trying to explain to him. I was like, you're at the bottom of their list. Like, you're at the top of mine. I'm actually out here winning challenges. And you're supposed to be my friend. For us, exactly. Right. I'm like, what? What? Mind blown.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then what do you think about the position that Jay has now put Nerys in this episode? Oh, so as we're watching the eliminations, the fact that he's geared it up to put it on Nerys, what were your feelings about that and how he played it?
Well, you know, in the beginning of the episode and Kylan's laughing at a different situation and he's taking it as a sap and he's like, what did he say? Like, that's so inhumane or something of you.
Oh, yeah, because somebody, his family and his child. Yeah.
But Kylan wasn't actually laughing about that situation. He was actually laughing that, like, oh, you tried to get us to go home and one of you's gone home. It was, like, nothing to do with Asaf.
But Asaf specifically, right.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, about him praying or anything like that. And he said, oh, you're so inhumane. And I thought that was inhumane. Like, you're happy that she has to pick between her boyfriend and her best friend. Like, what type of person are you putting her in a situation when you were supposed to be, oh, the Fantastic Four, like... Look in the mirror. That's all I'm going to say. I hate people who have double standards.
Mm-hmm. Especially because they're supposed to be friends. They were supposed to be real friends outside of the show. I wish a friend of mine would.
Don't get me wrong. I get on with Jay. I like Jay. And this is the first time that I'm seeing this. And it's actually kind of shocking. Because I would never put my friend. I'm so loyal. Mm-hmm. Like, I would always take a bullet for my friend. Like, no matter what. It's like, sometimes it's like hard to like get to know the real me because I do have barriers up, but when you know me, that's it. Like, you're my chosen family. And I felt like that's what they had from, like, how they were together. And then just to see this, like, haha, you're going to have to choose now. Yeah. And I've come up with this master plan.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so clearly, you're on different sides now.
Yeah. That was inhumane, if you will, in the gameplay. That was beyond. Who do you think ultimately has the best strategy in the game so far? Like, whose gameplay are you admiring right now?
I'm like, who's not being noticed?
Smart.
I mean, there's a lot of loud characters. I just feel like there's not one specific person. I think everybody needs to brush up on their gameplay strategy. Because the American Alliance, it's so messy. It's so open. It's so obvious. I feel like our alliance is just building. If we would have like done this like a couple of weeks before, we would have had a fighting chance.
Yeah.
Next time. I feel like think I did pretty well of staying under the radar, but I also think if I didn't win so many times, I would definitely be in the sandpit. So I don't think that even counts as me having a good strategy.
Well, you did a great job, though, of winning. I was looking at the stats the other day, and you, I think, had the most daily wins, certainly as a woman, or were close to it. We're very close to it. So your elimination this season, and even Ravens, both, this was a shocking episode. This is just like a double whammy of an episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. It literally, Raven and I were working it out, and she was like, oh, I go out in the next episode. And I was like, wait, I go out after you. I was like, oh, my God, it's like Romeo and Juliet, you know, like we both die in the same episode. Oh. I was like, this is so sad.
So but, sad. Yeah, this one was hard. Okay, so now that you're gone, but we know one day you will be back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for to win? Who do you want to see go to the end? Yes. Yeah. What girl and then what guy?
Nerys. 100%. I know she can fucking smash it out of the water.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think with her, she's like secretly smart. Mm-hmm. She's good at puzzles, great at Sudoku. She was doing them on the bus. And even though she doesn't work out, she has surprisingly good endurance. Mm-hmm. I'm like, go! Like, that's crazy. And then for the guys, Horacio and obviously Kylan.
Yeah.
They deserve it, and they all play an honest game. They don't stab each other in the back, and I just think it's so important, and it's a beautiful thing to see, like, someone getting to the end without stabbing anyone in the back.
I agree.
And it's, like, it's quite rare as well, so, obviously it's not that juicy to watch, but...
But I definitely think you can get to the end that way.
You can. It's possible. Who do you want to see go home next?
Ooh, well, that would be our little friend, Jamie Dodger.
Wait, who?
So in England, we have these cookies called Jammy Dodgers. I was referring to James.
Okay. Wait, I don't know. Wait, Day, did you know who that was? What? How?
Girl, I've been there before.
I have too.
We went there for a reunion and I had some.
Oh, I've been there several times. So as soon as she said it, I have no idea what the heck that meant.
We've been there before.
Okay. Got it. Well,
oh my goodness,
Zaza, is there anything else that you want the people to know, that you like your final thing for us to remember, to keep an eye out for, or swipe up link for those house shoes, whatever? Is there anything?
I'll put those house shoes on my Instagram story, guys.
I need them.
Honestly, just, I don't know, I'm speechless now. I like I said in the last episode, I never realized how much the challenge actually meant to me until I was living it. And it's something that's brought me so much happiness, so much determination. And it's like, it's really a self-development retreat.
Yeah.
Like, you just want to be the best version of yourself. And I can't thank everybody enough for choosing me and supporting me and putting me in this crazy fucking house, even though at times I'm trying to make a little bitch.
But I'm crazy.
I'm like, it's definitely me. I'm the only one crying. But no, I just can't wait to show you what a champion I can be in the future seasons, because I will be back hopefully, and I'm going to start doing some puzzles and some maths, so I don't suck at Sudoku.
We know you are a champion for sure, Zaza.
Absolutely.
And for those who want to follow you or get your house shoes, slippers, where can they find you on social?
You can find me at Zara Zoffany. So it's not Zaza on Instagram, it's Zara. And also about that, Zaza is my nickname and my friends call me that. So that's why everyone in the season was saying it. I got a lot of people, but your name's not Zaza. And I was like, it's on my necklace, and it's my nickname, guys. Well, my dad gave it to me anyway.
Super cute. We love you, Zaza.
Yes.
Oh,
Zara.
I love you guys.
And are so glad to have you.
God, it sounds like I'm a split personality.
That's all right. I'm Day, and Day Day, and Avon. So it's okay.
It depends.
And you never know which one you're
going
to get.
It's okay.
It is so fun having you. You know, legend has it that laxative smoothie is still sitting somewhere in Croatia in a refrigerator waiting for someone to drink it. But thank you for coming on, and we cannot wait to see you back soon. And you really are an inspiration to watch. Watch how you play the game. Beautiful on the inside and the out.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to be back.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Zaza is just literally a ball of sunshine and energy and light, all the things. So great having her on the podcast. Like, really just such a great energy. I'm just feeling so light and good. I feel like I don't want this to end. I don't know. Maybe I'd go look at your social media, Devon, your Instagram, your Twitter, and see what you're up to keep the fun going. Where can other people go and
Girl,
find you
on social media? You can find me on the Instagrams. Yes, Kiara, one of our faithful, faithful listeners. She said I sound like her grandma. Granny knows best. You can find me on the Instagrams, okay?
Yes, Kiki.
At Devon Diane underscore. You can also find me on TikTok at Day Diane. You can find me on Twitter, still in these streets, at Day Devon underscore. And as for Devin and Kiara, you will be able to find me back on YouTube
in 2026.
February. Okay. In February. Stay tuned.
Maybe we should do a video together, Day. We'll talk about it. We should. We'll talk about it. Okay, we'll talk about it.
Vlog.
Yes, and if you want to find me, you can go to my website, devinsimone.com. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. Scroll to the bottom, you'll see my socials, or if that's obnoxious, you can just go to Instagram, Devin Simone. You can also go to Twitter. I do, I like to heart things mainly, and I see the shout outs. And I do have to give some shout outs to some of the people that hit us up on Twitter that are so good, like Kiara, Meals as well, who said that they love listening to the podcast. We appreciate you. I also have to give a shout out to Danielle, who listens. So many of you guys, Court as well. We appreciate you, Girthy. I love that name. Cheryl, all of you guys, we appreciate you, Damaged Golf Cart, who's still sending in those reports all the time of the Challenge podcast. Thank you guys for listening. And thank you for joining us for another episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast. Remember, if you liked this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend and keep sliding in our DMs and tweeting us because we appreciate you.
Yes, and you can catch new episodes of The Challenge, Battle for a New Champion on MTV.
And remember, you can watch The Challenge and more on Paramount Plus. Subscribe at ParamountPlus.com and use code CHALLENGE39 by March 7, 2024 and get your first month of Paramount Plus on us. Must be age of majority to subscribe, U.S. only. Payment method required, terms and conditions apply. Visit pplus.legal/subscription for more.
Yes, and we'll see you next time on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
I gotta go get some house slippers I can put in the microwave.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride
the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.